has to come to the people. And why has that part of the Ghana been neglected so far? So you guys keep talking about 50 years, 50 years. We are talking about now. What can be done to rectify what has happened?
No, the whole thing is political. There is a secret document in Ghana that in 50 years of our independence, the Transvaal Togoland, which is now like part is the Volta regions of the Evers, there is a secret document from the UN that these people can vote and be permanent Ghanaians or not.
Yeah.
Because of this secret document, they don't want to, they are waiting to see if the Ever people or the Transvaal will be permanently Ghanaians. But because of their River Volta, which is giving electricity, water, everything to the whole Ghana, the politicians don't want to sit down with the Transvaal Togoland people, the Evers and the Oti region people, to see, are you part of us or you want to separate? They don't want to talk about that. But deep down, because of the water, which is River Volta, which gives Ghana electricity, drinking water, you help their industries, they don't want to talk about that agreement. Because of that secret, they don't want to talk about it. They don't want to develop the region.
Okay.
Am I?
Okay. We'll leave that at that for now. Let's focus on the tragedy that's on hand. Let's focus on the tragedy. Now, when this spillage started, were there, let's say, the aid teams, the responder teams, the emergency teams, did they set up responder teams to support the people? Because they knew they were going to open the dam, the reservoir to let out the water, okay? They knew there was going to be flooding. So what I want to know is that was there in the media awareness created about what was going to come and how the government was going to take care of the people? I just want to know here about that part. Who can Eric, can you please share on that? Yes.
Yeah, Reverend.
Yeah.
I would say, in Ghana here we have NADMO, which always takes care of these disasters and other things.
Yeah, go on.
Uh-huh. So we have the NADMO, which goes to people's aid whenever there is this disaster and other things. But I can say the NADMO itself is not well resourced. You see, so even though the people were informed and then they knew that this was going to happen, say, when it started, the NADMO themselves, they were not even having this life jackets and relief items to be given to the people. It was rather MP, and then some few TV and radio stations who started organizing people. Like, I know City TV, Joy FM, TV3, and then their affiliates.
Yeah.
They started asking people to donate so they can support the victims.
Yeah.
So, yeah, even though, I'm sure we've heard of some philanthropists in Ghana here who have really given a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we can talk of the Ibrahim Mahama and then a few people who have been there. Magdan also was there to support. And even this morning, we are hearing that Ibrahim Mahama has gone to distill some of these water areas so that the water can flow or something like that. So even though we had the NADMO in Ghana, and then we knew that this was going to happen, you know, the NADMO wasn't well prepared. And this is not the first time we are having this problem. Yeah. Anytime there is a problem, be it this flood or something happened at Apiate, when that also happened, NADMO couldn't go to the aid of the people. Because they themselves, they are not well resourced. Yeah, so that's the little I can say. But Reverend, I would like to backtrack a little to what my brother Kwame Addo said.
Yes.
You know, you asked a question, it was a negligence or something.
Yeah.
I don't see it as any political something.
Mm-hmm.
It has political something, because I would say it's a negligence from the authorities.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. They should have. They should have. They know. They know better. Yeah. They should have done better. But you know, they slept and then it took us all
on our way. Okay.
Yeah.
So did they like the okay. Normally, a disaster like this breaks out. I expect that, okay, even if it took people unawares, that the gathering, the putting together of help and relief items will kind of build up. I mean, is the awareness increasing, or is just the same, or people don't care anymore? What is the situation on the ground now?
Yeah, it's increasing. It's increasing day in, day out. We have people donating to the victims. Some, they make sure they are clothes that they are no longer using.
Yeah.
They wash them, iron them neatly, put them in a bag. We have a bag known as Ghana Must Go bag.
Yeah.
They bring it, they give it to the radio stations and other things, and it's been sent to them.
Okay.
But the problem we are having is the distribution.
Yeah.
At the various places also, it's creating a problem. I watch a video on TV3 where you see people fighting over some of these food items.
Yes.
So I got to know that instead of the presenters giving meat to a committee to distribute, they decided to do it on their own.
Mm.
And then people took advantage of it. They just destroyed everything. Something which should have saved them, rather. They destroy it. People fighting over toilet roll and all those things. They'll take one pack. This one will pull this side. This will pull this side. By the time you realize, instead of the 10 toilet rolls, somebody takes one, somebody takes two, another gets three. So that is what is happening now. But I'll say the help is still coming in. People are donating.
Is the government itself, you know, like, is there help coming from the government, or these are from private entities and private organizations?
Yeah, largely from the private
sector
people.
Mm.
Yeah, private sector, largely from them. As for the government, they'll do the promises. They'll give the promises.
Yeah.
And all that you hear, so NADMO will come and see you. That is the end.
Really?
It is the MP who has stood his ground till now, making sure that he's helping his people. Hmm. And then there are other few people too. So as I said, the television stations and radio stations.
Yeah.
They've given their short codes for people to donate. And then there is company known as Construction Ambassadors.
Yes.
Construction Ambassadors have also promised that within 2 weeks, they are going to provide the people with shelter. They'll get them some shelter for the children so that they can go back to school, because now they are only under threes.
Yes.
I'll say during the time of the late President Mills did his very best to eradicate most of these schools under threes.
Yes.
Nice structures for them. But the rain and the spillage has destroyed almost everything.
You see,
public latrines have
been around
the water.
Yes, yes.
The mortuaries and all those, they have to move dead bodies from one mortuary
to the other.
Another. So, health wise, it is not the best. And I started getting skin rashes and other things, all because of this. Yeah, so
this is very bad.
What we are.
Yeah, very bad.
Yeah.
Mm. It's very shameful. I mean, at this level, Ghana, we shouldn't, this is not how we should handle a crisis like this. I mean, I see some a level of apathy. I am not down there to see what's going on, but I feel a sense of, there's a level of apathy in dealing with this whole crisis. I think they should be more proactive, more intense.
So,
yeah, go ahead.
If I may help a little,
yes, sir.
I need something.
Go ahead, dear.
We, the heirs of that region, we are going to appeal to the Netherlands people, to the religious bodies in Europe. Please do your connection. I know that Reverend Apostle Tekano and the husband, all of you are going to contact your government officials, whatever, so that the Ever Union, everybody is going to be together so we can send some help shipping, or what are we going to do? Yeah. Do we send cars for them? So we have the chiefs and some of the district regional officers. So how do we contact them? So those are the things we have to put in order, because after the rain, the water recedes and it's dry land.
Mm-hmm.
Now we will see the damage of the houses, mud houses are gone.
Yeah.
And the cement ones are so wet, they are now green, they are rotting.
Yeah.
No schools. So even after the rain, there is more to do.
Yeah,
but after this government in power, they don't know how to manage the disaster.
Yeah.
They didn't give information.
Yeah.
So it's up to us to help.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, we will definitely help must go. But I understand that I don't know whether it's true, but they open only like a part of the waterway for the spillage to go out, but there's still more to come. Is that true? Is that true?
Yes, that's what we are hearing. Yeah, that's what we are hearing. But as to whether they will still open more doorways for the water to flow, for now, we can't tell.
Okay, you mean that VRA or whoever responsible for letting the water is not giving information still about what to expect?
No, that's what they are giving information. Uh-huh. They are giving information, but as to whether and when to open the next village,
yeah,
is what we don't know for now.
Okay, but have there been clear communications to explaining what has happened, or even rendered apology, and empathizing with those who have been affected, to give some sense of responsibility, show some sense of responsibility in this whole crisis? Are the people being comforted in any way? I mean, is that apparent in the media, in the society at all?
Okay, Lali. Yes. If Joseph will allow me to step in, because I see that it has dumped the whole thing forward, but there is a bottom line about the whole situation.
Okay.
You see, since this Kosombo Dam was constructed, and with respect to this water spillage, the VRA has what we call emergency prepared plan. It is there. It is not there because of this government. It has been there for all those previous governments.
Yeah.
They call it emergency prepared plan.
Okay.
So they know that Ghana is a tropical country, so there will be rain.
Yes.
There will be a rainfall automatically, because the Kosombo Dam has become part of Ghana.
Yes.
Because it generates both the dam. There's a Kosombo Dam and also Pond Dam.
Yeah, Pond Dam.
Both of them produces about, I think, 1,100 and something megawatts.
Yeah.
Until even recently that we started using power banks or so. Now, Kosombo Dam was the Ghana's major sources of electricity.
Correct.
Okay. So there was that plan. So in that plan, when the situation, when it's about to be rain, the people around that enclave will be informed, properly informed, meet the chief and those stakeholders.
Right.
A plan about, in case of a water spillage, what it will do.
Yes.
That it was there. But look at, that's why I made mention that the last time we had this situation was 2010.
Yeah.
It was properly managed.
Managed.
But this time, after all this warning, the electricity, the VRA only sent and were alert. The people were not properly informed, because if the people were going to be informed, there was going to be a proper radio broadcast, a government issue statement about what this thing will intake.
Yeah.
It started on the 15th of September. That they started releasing water. The people were not properly informed.
Mm-hmm.
And there it got to a point on 15th October, when it overflowed.
Wow.
But what we were expecting was that if there had been managed this emergency plan,
yes,
the government was going to set in place, because at the moment we have NADBO, yes, who are actually handling these disasters.
Right.
Because there was not properly prepared, mm-hmm, NADBO had nothing.
Mm-hmm.
And also, the government of Ghana is totally broke.
Mm-hmm.
So they don't have money. Yes, they don't have money to manage these affairs. Let me give you one typical example.
Mm-hmm.
When the MPP came to power,
yes,
in 2017, barely, I think, 8 months in their government, there was a water flood in Sierra Leone.
Mm-hmm.
Dr. Bawumia went to Sierra Leone and donated $1 million, US dollars, to the flood victims in Sierra Leone. Gave Ghana's money, taxpayers' money, to the people of Sierra Leone, $1 million US dollars, to such people. We don't know them. They don't vote for us. They don't do anything for us. But because of this ECOWAS, we had to support them.
Okay.
But when it happened on our own backyard,
mm-hmm,
after the president went there,
mm-hmm,
I would say at the time the whole thing started, the president was in U.S. For the UN conference there. So it was left with Bawumia.
Mm-hmm.
Bawumia was also going around doing his campaign.
Yes.
So even when this thing happened, he didn't even go there. So later on, he went there and donated 160,000 to this disaster. But Sierra Leone, you gave them $1 million US dollars.
Mm.
But when it happens to the Voltairians and then the surroundings, you went there and said, I have given you 160,000 Ghanaian cedis.
Cedis.
You couldn't do anything.
It's a joke.
So you see that NADBO, as I said, the country is broke. Mm. So the government is just only talking, out of, no importance, because mm-hmm, there's no money.
Wow.
So now the people, they are soliciting for funding from other places.
Yeah.
I was in Ghana when one organization, they are a civil rights law, something, and they were contributing massively even before our flag bearer, John Mama, his brother, also started pumping in support to help them.
Yeah.
So you could see that one way or the other, there's a negligence, intentional things the government is doing. Look at this government. We are broke, but when going to the United Nations, they packed a whole lot of people to go to spend our money in UN New York for very nothing.
Yes.
So the problem is the government, insensitive to the situation. And they are actually not having money, or maybe because they are sitting on the money to do their campaign. So they don't want to use the money to support it. The people who are
affected.
So that is the problem. And then, like I said, there was no proper, a discussion about helping these people. But the whole thing is, and then people are afraid to talk about it.
Yes.
The voter VRE, when you go to VRE,
mm-hmm,
you look at the board members.
Yes.
There is no Voltairian on that board.
Really?
There is no Voltairian on that board. You know, these people, the voter region is in their, it belongs to them, I would say.
Mm.
But when you construct a board for VRE, you don't put even one of them as a board member. When you go to their management team, you also not see any Voltairian there. So the government has,
mm-hmm,
the government has some kind of, because of the fact that we, NDC, see those places as our
base, your stronghold.
That's where we get most of our votes. So it is their intention that when these people are being affected, NDC cannot boast of having, you know, people. So assuming this situation happens next year, because next year we are going to the polls. Assuming this situation has happened next year, you will see that people will lose their, because if you know, as the situation happened, it was like unexpected. People have to be displaced from their places. You don't have, even you cannot vote. There would not be any polling vote, and the government would declare a state of emergency. So at the end, millions, thousands of people will not vote, and that will give their MPP the upper hand to win the next year election. So it's part of the rigging.
Part of the strategy. Okay.
It's
all right. Let me chip in here because we have to. We just have a few minutes to go. Okay. Now let's get to the response. Okay. Is there like a centralized way of collecting help for relief items for the victims? How is that being organized right now? Is the Red Force on?
If I may answer that question.
Yes.
The chief of my area and the DC and some people, I talk to them.
Yeah.
So the centralized places like Okujeto, a Blackwell's constituency, he we can direct money and things to, because he is really affected. Mm-hmm. And Jifa Gomasi at Keta area, there too, the sea and the river and the rain is affecting them. So the chiefs and the DCs in the area are our contact people, while the pastors and the elders help. That will be the point of contact.
So those people you just mentioned, they're coordinating relief distribution for the whole, all those who have been affected. That's what they're saying.
And their names,
Okay, so that's no nationwide. So is the Red Cross, for example, also involved in
helping? Oh, have you had Red Cross in Ghana? Oh.
I don't know. That's what I'm asking.
Those things don't wait. Because the Ghana government is not organizing the things well.
Yeah.
They don't know anything about disaster management, whatever. Yeah. They don't have clue about all these things. They don't even have money, as Mr. Lewis is saying.
Yeah.
They don't even have money. No, don't have equipment. They don't have cannons. They don't have machinery. Even Ghana Fire Service, they don't have water in their trucks.
Yes.
They are not managing anything. So we personally, you know that we have to take care of each other. So
our chiefs,
pastors, and the DCs will be our contact people that are helping right now. The government has not contributed much. Mm. No Red Cross. Maybe the Muslims will come in later. We don't know. But after the rain, too, there's a lot of things to do. So our contact people will be the DCs, Jifa Gomashi, and Okujatua Blakwa, and the chiefs of the areas that are really affected.
Okay. I guess we'll have to look in depth into some of these, the structures that are in place, and if, let's say, any help is going to be sent, okay, where it has to be sent so that it's fairly and well distributed. Okay, well, that's something we have to look at later. But this is just to survey the whole situation and to know where the help must go and where the needs are and stuff like that. I guess, I don't know if we have any closing remarks, before we round off this program. Everyone, you can take a 1 minute to just, if you want to share your thoughts, your closing thoughts with us, you can do so.
If I may begin,
yes.
As I already appeal to you to contact the government, so I will also provide you the informations and the telephone numbers and their contact people. You can talk to them, and then we know how. It's better we send them maybe money, because the shipping of things will be difficult.
Yeah.
Then they can buy some things there. But if you people decide to ship things to that one, we will think about that later.
Well. Okay.
But I'll supply the contact people so you people can contact.
Okay, fantastic. Okay, Eric, you have something to say? Closing remarks, yes.
Yes, first of all, I'd like to thank you for making me a panelist on this program.
Welcome.
Yes. And then as our sister Ruth just said,
yeah,
the best thing is to send them money.
Yeah.
In sending the money to, it must get to the right people.
Yeah.
Must get to the right people.
Mm.
And as we're saying, the Honorable is there, the two of them, Honorable Jifa Gumachi, and then Honorable Kujeto, and I'm sure some of the chiefs too can be contacted.
Yeah.
But we shouldn't contact anyone without the knowledge of these two honorable people.
Oh, okay. Good to know.
Yes, because Ghana now, the scammers are plenty.
Wow.
Yes. Somebody will see you suffering like this. Money will be sent to you, but the person will use it for something else.
Wow.
So the money should go to the right people.
Yes.
They are on the field. They are involved.
Yeah.
They've used their money to salvage the situation. A lot of these things. So when it gets to them, they'll use it and use it wisely to support the people.
Are they like publishing a report on, an internet report on how far they're reaching, where they've gone? Because if they let people know how the relief work is going, you know what I'm saying? You put it on the internet or radio, people get to know so that the people feel comfortable and confident that whatever help they are sending is reaching. You know, I think, I don't know what that's in place. That would be really, really helpful.
Yes.
Yeah.
I would say, you know, day in, day out,
yeah,
we've been watching all these things on the television.
Okay, fantastic.
Yeah, when it is sent to them, the way they distribute it,
we
see all those things.
Oh, awesome. Yeah. Awesome. That's very good. That's very good. Excellent. Okay, Honorable Lewis.
Okay. Yeah. Thank you, Larry, for, featuring me on this program. Well, from our side, because I have been on a platform of some other NDC chapters, because we NDC in diaspora, every country we run chapters. So what I have seen is some chapters are raising some funds, but you know, the whole thing is a big thing which has to be the national issue. So our side is just going to be a token. So I know those in the UK are, you know, busy raising small funds from individuals. And I know those in America, and as far as I'm concerned, I've also started my side from Holland. I remember I came from Ghana on the 17th of October. So as soon as I came, I started reminding our people that at least we have to show love to our people.
Yeah.
So I've started a campaign, giving us 1 month period that I'm appealing to them to contribute so that when the month ends, we will also, little that we have collected, we will bring it through our national head office to be sent to support the Voltairians. So that is, I know that's what we are doing, and I know the same thing will be done by the other chapters. But once again, this is just small token, but it's a little drop of water turns to a mighty ocean. So if we can do a little bit, we also expect other people also to support. So that is what we have putting in place to support the people of water region and those who have been affected by this water spillage.
Okay. We would talk to you later just to find out to what extent you guys are going. And then also how to coordinate or mobilize the other groups here so that everything goes smoothly. Okay. I think on this note, honey, you want to say something before? Okay.
Our sympathy goes to the victims of this whole thing. So we pray that the Lord will sustain them, and we are asking people to try as much as they can to support the cause of giving them back life. We trust that people will honor this earnest request. And may God bless Ghana.
Amen.
Amen. Okay, gentlemen and ladies, I would like to thank you all for being on the show this morning. Of course, we've not covered everything to the depth and extent we wanted, but we want to thank.